This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Kenneth, why that choice, please?
Ringo's birthday today. A big one. Big one.
How old is Ringo Starr?
80 today. 80. Oh,
wow. Next week, we'll be saying how old was Ringo Starr.
Have you learned nothing from what happened with Charlie Daniels and the Jinx?
Well, we can't do the birthday game.
Irresponsible, Ken. Not when they're over 72.
Yeah. I think that is irresponsible.
Yeah, Ringo will be dead next week.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And then that's, what, one Beatle left? Phil? Paul? Paul, right?
I want you to name, can you name all the Beatles right now? You have 30.
By the way, Curtis has failed at this before,
Start the clock.
John Lennon.
Yes.
Ringo
yes.
Starr, right?
Yes, Ringo Starr.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, no, he
Paul
got
McCartney.
It, he got it,
yeah.
It's that other guy.
Dave Grohl.
It's that other guy.
No,
Paul, Ringo.
Kurt Cobain.
I don't know the other guy.
Lil Nas. He was the fifth
Lil Nas
Beatle.
X.
Lil Nas.
Teriyaki 6ix9ine.
Teriyaki 6ix9ine. I don't know the other guy.
Cardi B.
Other guy didn't really do much.
Oh, Jesus.
You're talking about arguably the greatest rock band in the history of rock.
Right,
but nobody knows the fourth.
Yeah, you can only name three of them.
It's like the third Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams. Nobody knows
the fourth.
I have no clue.
Oh, my God.
So, Ringo,
Ken, please.
It's George Harrison.
Yes,
I mean,
thank God.
Curtis.
Who had an amazing solo career, by the way.
Couldn't
amazing
have been that good. Solo career. We don't know him.
I love you, Wiggs. Team here.
I don't know.
And then Greg didn't know who Dolomite was.
That is true.
Greg didn't know who Tom Brady was before we started.
I believe.
They were best friends.
We have to play
Tom
the
Dario.
Audio. We were besties.
Please. Jesus.
I mean, Ken.
We interviewed him in a hotel kitchen, for crying out loud.
I'm sure Greg knows the entire band of Slipknot.
The guy left Media Day at the Super Bowl to do an interview with me in a hotel kitchen.
We both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
to
the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Yes.
Tom was engaging on that one.
Yes. I believe Ringo ended up in the final four in our creepiest song bracket on the old show.
I think
for You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when it was okay to do a song about statutory rape.
We also had Benny Mardones, Neil Diamond, Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Speaking of rape, Greg, phenomenal.
There's something that's not normally said on this show.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Okay, speaking of rape, yes.
Outcry on Showtime.
Oh,
absolutely spectacular.
Did you give me some credit for a recommendation for once?
I'm four episodes in. It is awesome.
It is. Nice. Wiggy, you have got to watch Outcry.
Okay.
High school football star in Texas accused of a crime and sent off to jail. And I don't want to, Curtis, we don't want to give no spoilers, but what perhaps was done to him is outrageous in this country. And I can't believe people still have their jobs.
Spoiler alert.
A miscarriage of justice on the highest order.
Yes, yes. So watch Outcry. It's on Showtime. It just debuted on Sunday, and it's excellent television. Now, Wiggy, there is a Harvard
doctor mm-hmm. who is demanding that we pass a mandatory mask law in this country.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Dr. Ashish Jha, he's a professor at Harvard. He's also the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute.
Oh, he was on Mad Al last night. Very good.
He was also on NBC's Today. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he said that he wants mandatory masks because wearing masks will not only be a way to get the infection rate to slow down, but will also prevent hospitals and ICUs from becoming overwhelmed. He said that a mandate on wearing masks would help prevent governors from having to issue lockdowns or redo the stay-at-home orders. So he wants it mandatory.
And this is just outdoors? I don't really know.
Yeah,
like
outdoors, indoors, everywhere.
Right.
Mandatory.
I thought being outdoors was... It wasn't really the issue, right? And so if you're outdoors and you don't have a mask on, there was no big deal. So why would you have to? I don't get why you have to wear a mask outside. You know, if you want to say, all right, I got to wear one going in a restaurant or whatever. And I know they're opening gyms and that's mandatory that I don't know how people work out in the mask. All right, I can maybe give you that one because you're talking about the transmission inside and whether the circulation. But you want me to wait in line and I got to wear a mask? I don't get that. That to me is so, it makes no sense. It's like backwards on how the whole thing, because everybody tells me if you're outside, you're good to go.
Well, there is a local woman who has filed a lawsuit against Governor Baker, King mm-hmm. Baker, with regard to wearing masks. I believe that she has a business on the Cape in Plymouth.
In Plymouth, yep.
And she has filed a lawsuit saying that there should not be any kind of a mandate or a suggestion that one would have to wear a mask.
Noreen Bashad, who owns Healthy Vibes in Plymouth, said that Charlie Baker's executive order requiring the wearing of masks violates her civil rights. Constitutional issue. According to the complaint that was filed in court, she's seeking damages, including lawyers' fees, court costs, and any other damages the court thinks is appropriate. She does not feel that she and her workers must wear masks or customers, also customers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there are some people who just from a physical point of view can, whether it's breathing or carbon dioxide, they're worried about wearing a mask. They're concerned about it when it comes to their health.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, I'm conflicted on masks, especially mm-hmm. the cloth masks, which we've had experts on who say really the evidence is minimal at best. And where are the N95s? I mean, the federal government should be mandating the good ones and distributing them, but they're not. They dropped the ball on that one.
But you're also somebody who's conflicted on touching a light switch in your own home.
Well, that's true,
so
too.
So I don't really...
I'm running low on the wipes.
So if the experts say you shouldn't wear, like, the cloth mask doesn't really do anything, right? Why is the narrative out there then? Because everywhere I see, it's wear a mask, right? If you want football season, wear a mask. Mm-hmm. If you want to see sports, wear a mask. And most of the people that I see... A, if they are wearing those surgical masks, they're probably, how many people you think are really using a new one every time?
Because they're not.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Right?
Is.
And then the rest.
But that's the farce about the whole thing is that people are supposed to be, you either you wear it once and get rid of it,
right.
Or you're wearing it and then you're cleaning it in the proper way, not in the microwave, which everybody was doing for a month or whatever. but you're supposed to clean it every single time you use it.
And that's what I argue with Dale about. Like, so what's the... If I'm wearing the Tupac bandana mask, around my face, like I'm going in to rob a liquor store, am I really, is that really helping me or other people? And if there are experts out there saying that it's really not, so why am I going to make myself feel uncomfortable breathing when I'm not helping anybody?
And Wiggy, the truth of this is that these same doctors, Fauci and others, spent weeks in the early months of this telling us not to wear masks. That was the edict at the beginning of this pandemic.
If there aren't sports, it's going to be because people are not wearing masks because the response to this has been so politicized.
Yeah. Like, see, there you go. Mm-hmm. If you don't wear a mask, you get no sports.
Right. That's what it is.
No sports for you, Wiggy.
Right.
You'll get nothing like it.
So, and then I said, well, why can't I just pull my shirt above my face?
If they're going to say you can wear a cloth mask, then it translates to that, right? That should be, in theory, perfectly acceptable. But if you do that, if you forget a mask and then pull your sweatshirt up over your face, forget about it. You'll be shamed in 2.3 seconds.
This is tyranny.
Are there people who think it should be mandated that there's a national mask law?
Yes,
like
there
this, like this doctor is saying. Are there, but are there people who agree with him?
Yeah,
there are. Dale sits right there, and you, where you'll see 10 o'clock.
Doomsdale.
Whoa, he'll say everybody should be wearing masks. If you're not wearing a mask, you're just putting everybody at risk. And that's when I go. So, but if there's experts out there, no. You don't listen to those experts. Listen to the experts that I'm telling you that they say you should wear a mask. It cuts down on, but you don't. You can't tell me how much, right? It's not like if you say, all right, you're putting a seatbelt on, you know that this is really, really helping you protect yourself.
But Dale hasn't been out of his home in 4 months. He's like in those movies where there's one person who survives a nuclear attack, and everybody outside. He's like Will Smith and I Am Legend. That's what he thinks. He thinks people are like giant groups of people are just flopping dead on the streets outside.
You know, it's
of his
interesting,
home.
Greg. You're not the first person to say that Dale and Will Smith are the same person.
Listen, I was at Hampton Beach this past weekend. The beach was in the, and it wasn't even like a great day. I was probably there like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was
It was
cloudy. It looked like it was still gonna thunderstorm like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. There were tons of people out there. Half the people might be wearing masks. Some people weren't wearing masks. I wasn't wearing a mask. I was out in public. You know, my kids weren't wearing masks. My wife wasn't wearing a mask. Walking around, we're passing people. Mm-hmm. Then we go into this little, like, you know, bar/restaurant. We sit, like, on the outside patio. You know, the people ain't wearing masks. The tables are not distanced 6 feet apart. So it's, and New Hampshire's doing fine.
What about the people who jump away in horror?
Oh, my God.
Great. If they encounter you and you're not wearing one, yeah. they're like sent into an absolute panic.
Or across the street. Freaking die.
If you're outside and you're holding a mask at the ready, or you've got one ear loop hooked over and, mm-hmm. and you're waiting to approach, and you see somebody and you're about to put the mask on, and they're like, rah, rah, rah. I'm like, but Sheila, give me a second.
Yeah. Curtis, you should put up a poll on our Twitter feed. Would you be in favor of a mandatory mask law? And I guarantee you that we may be surprised by the results, because I bet there are a lot of people, Wiggy, who think that there should be. This is Mike. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
I just wanted to call in and talk about, I was actually thinking about this whole thing yesterday with all the mandates. I know you guys have a ton of mandates up there.
Yes.
We've got some in a lot of places here down in Florida. Palm Beach County is pretty much completely mandated for wearing masks indoors. I don't get the outdoor thing. I think that is the biggest crock of, you know what, having to wear a mask outside is insane. That's just ridiculous. You're not going to transmit some virus when you're sitting outside, you know, at a beach 20 feet away from somebody, or 6 feet. It doesn't really matter, you know. But what I was thinking about yesterday is the fact that whether it's when I had to come up there to move my mom down here, or when I, you know, when I'm here, or when I see people on Facebook, social media, et cetera, I'd say at least, at very minimum, 80% of the people that I see in the mask that they're wearing, they're cloth masks. They're ineffective masks, or they are surgical masks, which everything I've read about surgical masks, they're only good for like 6 to 10 hours or something like that.
Yeah, one use. Or
and
something
people,
like that.
People use them over and over and over again, so they're virtually ineffective themselves.
Yeah.
So at least 80% of people that are wearing masks, and they are the mask Nazis walking around pointing their fingers at everybody else, saying you should be wearing a mask or you're going to kill me and my family. Mm. Yeah. Well, guess what? You're wearing a mask that's just as ineffective as the mask that I'm not wearing. So just be quiet, you bunch of Yahoo's out there, please.
All right. Well, should there be a mandatory mask law? We'll get some Twitter poll results coming up. But right now, Ken Laird and What is Trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Red Sox schedule is trending, Hill Dog. I know you can't go. You're disappointed you can't be there this year.
Oh. And now they're opening up at night. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. Traditionally, opening day at Fenway is a day game. But so Friday, July 24th, 7 p.m. start for our Boston Red Sox.
And there should be fans at the game. There should be. the governor and the mayor, they should allow fans. You allowed 20,000 people during a protest. You can't allow 10,000 people to go to a 15,000, whatever it may be, to go to a Red Sox game outdoors from all we're knowing.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
It's amazing. We're the only state that didn't see a spike because of the protests. Isn't that interesting, Ken?
No, I don't think the protests really spiked much of anywhere.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
And
well, that's what they'll tell you.
Everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Why can't we have games at Fenway if nobody got sick?
I said
I think we should have fans at Fenway, by the way.
I don't get that one because I'm like, so you're telling me 200 people that go to a bar have transmitted, you know, a bunch of, but 20.
Well, they're all making out with each other.
That's the problem.
Nobody was making out during a protest.
They were double dipping.
But every protest I saw, there was a large portion of people who were not wearing masks, especially here in Boston.
No, it's just the bars. You got to shut the bars down.
Right. Indoor versus outdoor, Wiggy. You said it yourself.
Every bar must be shut down until the end of
the schedule, please. This is hot off the press.
Okay.
Greg, the poll is up. Would you be in favor of a national mask law? 51% say yes with 50 votes in already.
Amazing, right?
And that's your audience. That's your Stowe audience.
My what?
Your American audience.
My Stowe audience?
Yeah. Neshoba region.
No, I'm not shocked by that. I mean, there are a lot of people who are into mask shaming.
Yeah.
And so 51% of the people that have responded, how many results? Like, what do we have for how many?
I literally put it up a minute ago. There's 64 votes now. 51.6% say they want a mask.
51%
would
be okay in America. With a federal mask law.
They've been brainwashed.
Requiring you to wear a mask.
I'd be happy with the federal government saying anything about coronavirus at this point. One word would be great instead of tweeting at Bubba Wallace. What a day for the president yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I don't know why. What? Like, why? What's wrong with him?
Because he can't help himself.
I mean, honestly, that was disappointing yesterday. But deep dive into the schedule at 8:30 with Bradfell. We can get into a little bit of it right now. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, seven of the 10 Yankees games are in the Bronx. So, I mean, it's not a home field advantage necessarily, but, you know, you're batting last. It is in that sense. So it's a little bit of a – and it's a tough road slate. Now, they start, of course, 3 games with Baltimore, fine.
Yeah.
2 with the Mets. And then 13 of the next 16 on the road against Yankees and Rays, and the Mets in there as well. Tough. They got to get off to a hot start.
So how are you calling it?
Well, Red Sox World Series, of course.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm worried about E-Rod. E-Rod is still not there, not at summer camp. He was exposed to somebody who's sick, and they're not saying whether he's sick or not. So it's
right, because isn't he probably your second best pitcher?
No, he's your ace. You need E-Rod.
Yeah, that's right.
E-Rod and Eovaldi, you're 1-2.
I forgot. I completely forgot Chris Sale was done.
Yeah, him down for 12-0.
He's Dunsky.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Tom Brady taking money from hardworking Massachusetts small business owners, Hillman? $350K to up to $1 million in the PPP for TB12 Corporation.
How many people does it employ? It's not a huge company. It doesn't have a million. It's got 2 locations, right? I think this qualifies.
You do?
I think it's ridiculous
to expect
Tom Brady.
TB12 is a small business.
It is. He's got Back Bay and Foxborough. How many people? What do they employ? Fewer than 50 employees? They can't have that many people.
Well, the problem with the PPP thing was that a lot of businesses just said, I'm going to take the money because it was basically free money.
Right. So take it.
So if you were a business that was maybe going to keep your people employed anyway, and
you still took it.
And you took the money and you didn't have to pay it back, and 75% of it had to go to your employees. The other 25% was basically free money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you feel about the foxy lady getting it?
They got employees.
Dancers need money too, bro.
They're essential workers.
How about Planned Parenthood? They got $150 million.
How do you feel about the Pawtucket Red Sox getting PPP money?
Well, they have restaurants out in the outfield now. That's pretty important to the
our
commerce.
How else is Shake Dance supposed to make money?
But if Damien from the North End couldn't get his PPP because Tom Brady, who signed a $50 million contract, got it instead, how upset would he be?
He'd probably be very upset.
Okay, how about the fact that John Henry Henry's worth billions of dollars, owns the Globe,
and
furloughed people at the Red Sox.
We're talking about Brady, who took money.
Because the Globe tomorrow, I guarantee you, will have a Bob Holler expose on all the people that would have benefited more than Tom Brady.
Thank you.
So you think it was wrong for Tom Brady and TB12 to take that money?
Yeah. You and Giselle and the Megacorp take money from Massachusetts for the PPP?
Wow. Get out.
All right, Ken.
That's what's trending on WEI.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you land a...
Ken, we just learned that you're upset that Tom Brady received PPP money from the government. How do you feel about Kanye West, your next president, receiving PPP money from
my
the
man,
government?
I'm voting for Kanye.
What?
2020.
I'm going through the list here.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I think I found the winner for the worst.
Yeah.
Buckingham Brown and Nichols.
Oh.
The private school down the street here. BB&N got PPP money. I mean, that school
better work than Brady.
Literally cost $80,000 to go to high school.
It is pretty expensive.
Are you voting for Kanye?
Oh, yeah. Kanye-zy.
Based on what?
I like his music.
Oh, you like his music?
I like his music.
You like his music.
So, some of his new music I really like.
Well, that's okay. There's people who vote based on how the candidate looks. So, I mean, I guess it's okay to vote for somebody if you like their music. Why not?
Who's our president?
Donald Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
The apprentice reality star. So, come on. If he could be president, anything is possible.
Then
it can't get worse than Trump. So if Kanye's in office, it can't get any worse.
I think there's an issue with Kanye where he filed late or something, though. Or he didn't fill out the paperwork they're talking about today, so he may not be able to be.
I know where he...
Unless, I mean, he could be a write-in candidate.
Write-in.
Sure.
Yeah. I know where he stands on the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. I'm voting for Kanye.
You should see this list. Howl at the Moon got $2 million on
the We didn't get any money. I didn't go for it. Didn't go for any money. Nice try, Laird.
Hey. Well, it says right here.
No. Basically, that business is kaput.
I should have seen
governor.
If I could get some PPP money.
But you,
well,
you have to have a business. To get
I do have a business.
It's not PP money.
PP.
It's PP.
He's talking about a different kind of money. Personal P money.
I need to get some of that money.
I need some PP
I'm a business.
Money.
I do a few appearances here and there.
Uh-huh.
Why can't I? Mean I'm
not. Hi, I'm Wiggy.
We pay mutton PP money.
I'm no different than a DJ, right? DJ should be able to get some of that money.
We're thinking about trying to require you to come in here to record your spots because you do that Awaken 180 spot over the phone.
What's that?
How did that happen? That you're doing live reads over the phone. You can't get your ass in here and record
No. I was here, but. I guess it was just a time mix-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right, listen, should we blame that on the sales department?
Hey, listen. Don't ever come at me about getting here.
Oh, yeah, believe me. I will never come at you.
I work on MLK's birthday.
And that change was just what I needed. So. And I could tell you firsthand.
You got three more uses on that, by the way, on the MLK birthday.
I'll be working MLK birthday from here on out.
Speaking of MLK... some believe that the Redskins should be named the Washington Kings in honor of Martin Luther King.
Okay, I'm with it.
What do you think about that?
I'm all with it. I know Dale had the Red Tails in honor of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I think you should change the name. It's offensive to, if Native Americans feel like it's offensive to them, then you change the name. I know.
You feel the same way about the Cleveland Indians?
If Native Americans feel, if there was a team out there called the Baltimore N-Words, and there were black people who felt like, listen, that's offensive to us. You need to change the name.
Well, I think they probably would.
So
I'm guessing they would find that offensive.
So don't I'm not Native American, and I don't know, but do they find the word Redskin to be offensive?
I find Fighting Irish to be highly offensive.
Well, I mean, there are Irish people who find that to be offensive, right?
Many.
The only thing that's offensive is their high preseason ranking.
But it doesn't matter. If they find it offensive, who am I to tell them they shouldn't?
Are the Blackhawks in jeopardy, Ken?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard that. I'll check. Is there buzz about I'm sure there's buzz about every Indian related team right now.
Well, I haven't heard much. I was surprised. I didn't hear much. We talked about a little bit yesterday, but the Atlanta Braves. There doesn't seem to be outcry.
I don't know if that's offensive to Native Americans, right?
Right.
So it is not our job, put it like this, it's not our right to tell people what they shouldn't and shouldn't feel offended by when it's directly dealing with them, right? So how can we then tell Native Americans, the name should be the Redskins don't. It don't offend me. So they need to keep the name. Like, do you sound stupid if you go by that way.
But don't you think that most of the people that are getting outraged are either 40-year-old
white women, soccer mom,
Karens, or yes. woke?
No, the people that are most offended.
Or recently woke 20-year-old white kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I would ask the Native Americans. Like, if I'm Dan Snyder, I'd ask them, hey, does this offend you? I would go all over the world and say, does this offend you? And if it did, I would be like, all right, it's time for us to change the name.
What about Hamilton? Gigantic story today about how Hamilton, apparently the film version of the Broadway play just premiered on Disney, and it was...
Oh, you haven't seen that in everyone's Instagram story over the last week?
It was wildly popular, and now... Giant demand that it be canceled.
Why would they want that canceled?
Because of Alexander Hamilton. He married into a slave-owning family.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, did he own slaves?
I'm assuming, I guess, once he married into the family that he did.
But I don't know if you can really go with that.
You would not say cancel Hamilton?
No, I wouldn't say cancel Hamilton. I do think, and we've had this discussion before, right? And I had read this last week, and I'll read it to you guys again because I think that it hits the nail right on the head because every time we have this conversation.
This isn't the thing about hot dogs from last week, is it?
No. It is not the thing about hot dogs from last week. That hot dogs are not a sandwich. So I had the internet sucks in this building, right? So. There's this dude that I follow on Instagram. His name is Montana White 100, right?
And 100 or 105?
Keep it 105.
Okay, you would say 100.
100.
Because 100. It goes back to the whole statue thing, right? Yeah. And about taking statues down or, you know, whatever it may be. And it says, statues are not history. Statues are a symbol. Statues are not history. Statues honor and glorify historical figures. Statues are not history. When you take down a statue, you don't erase history. When you take down a statue, you reject what the statue represented in the present day. Hmm. Right? So, and then he kind of goes on to talk about, like, you know, in Europe when they had no problem taking down statues of, like, Stalin or Saddam Hussein, that type of thing. So when a statue represents something differently in present day, when you take that statue down or you change the name, like the Redskins. Yeah, or
So you feel the same way about a team name or a team mascot.
Right, you're not changing the history. You're just saying.
Like we were talking about Rhett the dog, the BU mascot.
Okay.
And there's a movement afoot to get rid of that name because Rhett was named after a character in Gone with the Wind. You would be okay with... changing the name of a mascot at Boston University.
I think it's like, I always said, it's who are the people that are offended by it, right? So if there was something that was offensive to Jewish people, we probably would have no problem with changing the name, taking down the statue, whatever it may be, right? Because, and that's the way I look at it. When we talk
but Wiggy, you said that about statues. Statues are documenting the time that that person who's erected the statue.
Yeah, but everybody says it's your erasing the history. No, you're just...
No, but it is about their historic events during their lifetime. It doesn't have to do with today's interpretation of their acts. The statue stands for generations and is discussed because that figure was historical.
Right, but then it also represents something that is different for you and I. So in
of
that,
course, but don't you think that the opinions will change in the next 100 years on different things?
No,
so instead
I don't know.
All the statues let them stand and discuss them.
All I think is this, right? I don't think taking them down, maybe it helps certain people, but just all you got to do is go to social media, right? And nowadays, people are getting even bolder and bolder. There was a Karen in California who's, you know, there's a Black Lives Matter on the street, and she's going over with a black paint, right? There are people that we saw here locally. Guy puts up in South Boston and Curtis Neck of Woods, you know, guy puts a Black Lives Matter thing outside his window. Next thing you know, he wakes up the next morning and there's a sign on his door basically saying White Lives Matter and then some type of expletive. You've seen it. There was a church that put up. So people in this society that we live in, Like, people are just bolder and bolder and bolder. And it doesn't help when you got the president who says, listen, it, the Confederate flag, some people look at it differently.
Never mind Karens. We got to get to COVID Corey during the news.
Yes. COVID Corey. Yeah, that's a big problem.
COVID Corey is a big issue in this country, mm-hmm. apparently. This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Not much. I agree with the whole cancel culture is getting out of hand. I don't think they're going to touch teams like Florida State or Chicago because they're tribe names. They're not quote unquote slurred names.
Yeah.
But Wiggy, I completely agree and I understand what you're trying to say. But the problem with tearing down the statues mm-hmm. is the kids today aren't learning the history you and I learned when we were in school. Remember the jokingly, there was a Family Guy episode where they talked about they took a trip to Germany and everything that happened to Warsaw between 1941 and 1945. Everybody was on vacation. So they're joking that the Holocaust never happened.
Right, right.
In school now are, like, not learning stuff that we learned about. Like, 20 years from now, when they have to learn about 2020 and everything else, they're going to get a societal edited version of what actually happened, right. Not what really happened.
Yeah. Well, but you can change that. You can change the way history. I mean, I believe U.S. history is not even required as a course anymore in high school. It used to be mm-hmm. when I was in high school in the 1920s, it was a law that you had to take American history junior year. You don't have to do that anymore. There's none of that. So, all right, we are going to get to the news with Deirdre coming up next.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
We've discussed over the last couple shows that the president has demanded that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace apologize for the hoax of the noose that was found in his garage. That's how the president labeled it. Mm-hmm. And the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, appeared on Fox News yesterday, and she was with Sandra Smith and was asked about the president's demands and talks about what the president was thinking.
So NASCAR, I would note, their statement says that this garage pull rope was there since last fall, since far before the teams arrived at these garages. They also said definitively, as the FBI investigation determined it, that there was no hate crime versus Bubba committed. What the president is making is a broader point that this rush to judgment on the facts before the facts are out is not acceptable. And we saw it with the Covington kids, and we saw it with Jussie Smollett, and now we saw it in this case before the FBI came to that conclusion.
People are going to quickly point out that that comparison is not fair. To call this a hoax when he stands by that he truly believes that that's what it was.
Right. Well, the Federal Bureau of Investigation does not stand by that assessment. The president's merely pointing out that we've got to let facts come out before we rush to judgments. And there was no hate crime committed against Bubba Wallace, as determined by the FBI, as noted in a NASCAR statement.
Is the FBI going to determine whether it was a hoax or not, or are they done with their investigation?
I think they're done.
It seems like they're done.
Well, I think the only thing that they were trying to do was decide whether or not it was a hate crime. Yeah. Right? Is it a bad racially incentive joke? Yes, that's what we know.
Insensitive
joke, right? Yeah. That's what we know. Right?
How do we know it was a joke if it was there for over a year?
I mean, come on. Are we really going to go down this road?
Curtis
is just listen, the reason why he goes down this road because he sees the world from blue eyes, right? So he doesn't understand.
Is that an attack at Frank Sinatra?
Well, no. He doesn't understand, right? So he's looking at it where we know that the FBI said there wasn't a hate crime here. But come on, to think that this wasn't done like some goofball trying to make a joke about, black people and a noose. Like, I mean, come on now. Are we really going to buy that?
So he's going to wait a year for the punchline?
Well, no. It wasn't about waiting for the punchline. It was about when he did it at that time, he was probably getting the laughs, right? And they just left it up there.
I have to say, though, as a Trump fan, this is awful. What he did yesterday was a massive failure on his part to bring up this topic out of thin air.
It's a weird flex.
And then you have
it's
Kaylee.
It's just an odd thing. It's an odd thing to flex for. I agree with you on
and
that.
And then you have
Curtis.
Kaylee going on Fox News saying, because the FBI said this, since when did the Trump administration say the FBI was right about anything?
I mean, when she speaks, does anybody else hear the trumpets of an angel? I mean, she is lovely.
My God.
And
she really is
just
She's a professional, Greg.
I know. I mean, she's very qualified woman, but she's just lovely.
And why should Bubba Wallace have to apologize? He's not the one that kind of came out and said, "Oh, this is a hate crime." He just basically went with the information that was given to him, and that's it.
Yeah.
Ken's BFF, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, spoke about the president yesterday and was criticizing Trump for downplaying coronavirus. He warned the president not to be a co-conspirator of COVID.
Mr. President, don't be a co-conspirator of COVID. Do one simple thing. Acknowledge to the American people that COVID exists. It is a major problem. It's going to continue until we admit it and each of us stands up to do our part. If he does not acknowledge that, then he is facilitating the virus. He is enabling the virus.
Oh, goalpost movement, Ken.
Mm-hmm. That's
what?
That's our
He's
president.
Enabling the virus?
Yes, he is.
Did I miss? Has the president not treated this very seriously?
You're correct. He has not.
What's,
where's the task force? We haven't heard from Fauci in 60 plus days.
We heard from Fauci like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, on his own.
Do people understand that the president did not create the virus?
He's downplaying it every turn.
Occurring.
Said last week it's going to disappear. He hopes. He hopes it'll just wither away.
I see. Okay. It didn't originate here in the U.S. It originated in China.
We got it now. Well, we're owning it.
That's you got to understand the COVID is the Democrats' number one candidate, right?
They
got to get behind somebody.
Okay.
Earlier, you mentioned COVID, Corey. We need to talk about this.
Yes.
So this guy, Corey Hannon, he's from New York. He's 27. Was partying over the weekend on Fire Island on Long Island. And a lot of people not wearing masks. Hundreds of people were there doing their thing. However, he did post this video the day he gets to Fire Island saying that he was still in recovery from a presumed case of COVID-19.
And he went there.
So everybody went nuts.
To party with hundreds of people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
People got very upset about it. Now, on the 4th of July, he posted on Facebook, "F you, Miss Rona, I thought I was cured," and then deleted that quickly. But, of course, screenshots, everything lives forever.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, he kind of doubled down. He put up a video message on Sunday that's since gone viral, and he offered a kind of apology a little bit, but not really sorry you were offended type take. And here's some of the audio from that.
You know what? I did have COVID. Everyone knows I had COVID. And you know what I did? I sat in my bed quarantined myself for 8 days and suffered through COVID. And now I'm out celebrating. So go yourself. I hope all of you get COVID.
Wow.
You nasty, nasty troll.
Wow.
Aggressive.
Somebody who doesn't seem to have much concern for others.
8 days, not enough, right? I mean, he thought it was 14.
Yeah. I mean, he felt good after 8 days.
Sure. Why not? I'll come back.
What's the new term for asymptomatic? What's Fitzy call them?
What?
There's a new term that he came
simps.
Up with. Yeah, simps. Last week he came up with.
Simps?
Yeah. Oh. It's a new term.
I was listening, Fitzy, and I got to hear that, so I could remember.
It's now there's simps.
Okay.
Simps, okay. Kim Jam. Kamalama.
All you idiots on TikTok are exposing us to a massive national security threat. At least that's what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday. He was on Fox News with Laura Ingraham, and he talked about how a lot of Chinese-developed apps are collecting people's cell phone data. And we've talked about this on the show before. You download one of these apps or you sign onto a website. There's 27 pages of terms of service. Nobody reads that. They just click I agree, and they go on and use TikTok and make Mufasa videos, and it's great. So he said that Mike Pompeo said that he would like to see a ban on Chinese social media apps like TikTok.
We're taking this very seriously. We're certainly looking at it. We've worked on this very issue for a long time, whether it was the problems of having Huawei technology in your infrastructure. We've gone all over the world, and we're making real progress getting that out. We declared ZTE a danger to American national security. We've done all of these things with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones. I can assure you the United States will get this one right, too, Laura. I don't want to get out in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at.
How are people going to do their dance routines if there's no TikTok?
They won't.
They won't.
Yeah,
they'd
be in trouble without
TikTok.
How are
people going to get their news if there's no TikTok?
They won't.
Yeah, they won't. Okay.
They'll go back to Facebook and getting incorrect news. Now, we talked yesterday about how Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested in New Hampshire, Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, madam, confidant, whatever it might be. And the report, when the FBI went into her place of residence, was that she seemed really kind of not affected by them. She didn't put up a fight. They took her into custody quickly. There was no big deal. A lot of people surmise that she's probably sitting on a mountain of evidence that will allow her to strike up some kind of deal. And a close source to her did an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com, and they confirmed that. They said that she has a secret stash of Jeffrey Epstein videos. Now, when the FBI raided his place, they found a ton of data on thumb drives and disks. Yeah. Well, she's got backup copies of everything because she was smart and said, I'm going to keep this. She knows where the bodies are buried. I mean, I can't wait to see who's going to be taken down by this.
But they're probably not.
I don't know.
We had Larry the lawyer on yesterday, and I was asking why she was hiding out in the United States. You would think that would be the last place that she'd be hiding out. But it's obviously the first place because she has all of the videos of all of these people doing, you know, horrendous things. And so she's not worried about it in the least.
Have a good time.
And maybe that's why they grabbed her, so that those videos never make it to public purview.
And this has caused really great news for people on the Vineyard, because according to the New York Post, Alan Dershowitz has stopped going to the nude beach.
Who are you more obsessed with, Dershowitz or Belichick? Does Belichick
Dershowitz isn't going to sue us.
Does Belichick ever go to the nude beach?
No, the story was that Dershowitz went to the nude beach.
No, he wears a hoodie.
No longer going.
Is it possible, right? Because I don't know. I saw a picture on social media of like, and it said like all these celebrities tied to Jeffrey Epstein. And there was just like pictures of like everybody. Is it possible for people to have known the guy but not know what he was then into?
I don't know, maybe.
You know what I
mean? Epstein?
It's possible that they're in a photo with him and they don't, you know, because he ran in, you know, high power circles.
You don't think in that world, the celeb world, like a lot of people knew Weinstein was Weinstein before it was public. A lot of people knew Cosby was Cosby before it was public. I think the elites knew who Epstein was.
You don't think that you could just take a trip to his island because you want to, you know, sunbathe and enjoy the scenery or whatever, Curtis? Yeah,
I don't think so. And I don't think you could go to his Palm Beach pad and not see the child pornography, which was photos all over the house.
Oh, he was a sick individual, that guy. All right.
Good news for those of you who might be a student or have a student at Harvard University. They've announced that they're going to bring back 40% of their undergraduates to campus en masse, most of them freshmen. However, all undergrad classes in the fall will be delivered remotely. However, tuition will remain the same, $49,700. Now, of course,
I like how they do $49,700, so it's not $50,000.
Not $50,000. It's like a Walmart strategy.
So you get remote learning.
Yep.
But you're still paying $50,000 a year for Harvard.
For Harvard.
$50,000 is just for Liz Warren's class.
What about the room and board? Do you still have to pay the room?
I guess if you're on campus, you don't. Now, Princeton announced that they were going to cut tuition 10% because they're doing a similar type strategy to Harvard.
So what does the room and board bring the number up to?
$73,200. I looked it up yesterday. It was just over $73,000.
Oh, that's a bargain. Bentley is 75 now.
Good Lord.
$75,000 for a college education.
Reese, you better be studying.
Right. Yes. And how do you not have, because if you're learning like online, there's no way you should be charging people a ton of money, because these kids are not getting the same type of learning that they would get in a, type of classroom with a professor.
Yeah.
So why would, you would think it'd have to be extremely low as far as what you'd have to pay for the online service part of going to Harvard or any other college.
Well, they have to charge that much because they had to give the PPP money back. So that's why.
Take your Harvard degree and take it to the hospital.
If you're not wearing a mask in public or in a store, you've likely been shamed by somebody or threatened by somebody. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, there's an order. The governor, actually, of New Mexico has issued an order that everyone has to wear masks when they're in public and if they go into, like, a retail shop or something like that. So the guy named Cody Westfall, who works at a pet store called Simply Diego's, and he said that a customer threatened him with a gun because he asked him to put a mask on when the guy threatened him. I believe we do have some audio from the clerk.
I asked, you know, do you happen to have a mask on you? He said no, kind of dismissively. At that point, he stopped and kind of turned back around to me and asked, you know, are you going to make me wear a mask? To which point I mentioned, you know, not only is it a personal preference for our store, but as of yesterday, it is now government mandated. He looked down and looked back up and said, are you sure you're going to make me wear a mask? When he did it the second time, when I mentioned, like, oh, this is the point where I know he's threatening me.
He glanced at his firearm.
People are on edge.
It's like Doughboy and Boys in the Hood. We got a problem here?
Hey, can we get an update on our mask poll, Curtis?
Checking it out right now.
So there is a Harvard doctor, Harvard professor, who is asking the federal government to mandate the wearing of masks. Mm-hmm. And our poll question is whether or not you would support a national mask law.
Correct.
How many respondents?
1,000 respondents in just about 30 minutes this morning. And no is now in the lead at 54% would not be in favor of a national mask.
Good.
A national mask law.
Right. I feel better. But 46% would
be
in favor of 46. A federal law. Demanding that you wear a mask.
And that's listeners of this show, as Ken pointed out.
A federal law.
This is tyranny.
And when they say in Arizona that it's mandated that they wear them in public, mm-hmm. is that what it is? So basically.
That was New Mexico, I think.
New Mexico. Yeah. So basically, when you are just outside, you have to wear a mask outside of your own home?
Yes.
Regardless. Irregardless. Which is evidently a word now in the dictionary, which I'm incensed by.
Oh, you must be infuriated, but you hate when people say irregardless, but now it's a word?
Bunch of people tweeted at me that Merriam-Webster, I believe, had added it to the dictionary.
Oh, good. All right, so I can say it.
Oh, my word!
All right, speaking of masks, there is a mask controversy at a local ice cream parlor. Which we will get to coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.